We've been Colorado-centric trying to make this program work, and that's what I see my job as being, is making Colorado's program work. But what we're finding here is that there's only so much we can do in Colorado because our banking laws are, these are federal banking laws. It's the Federal Bank Secrecy Act that is interfering and disrupting the banking relationships here in Colorado and causing tremendous public safety issues, also accountability and transparency issues, because it's really difficult to audit a marijuana business that doesn't have a bank account. We're also dealing with other tax issues, and then, you know, marijuana is still a Schedule I controlled substance. It's in that category of the most dangerous drugs in the world, according to our United States government. The government says there's no medical value to marijuana whatsoever. So all of those kids with epilepsy that have been getting so much attention that have been coming to Colorado from across the country, you know, the federal government must think that they're all lying. And it's an absurd situation where, I guess from Colorado, it kind of feels like so many, you know, federal government entities just have their head in the sand about this whole thing. And particularly with banking, it is literally causing public safety issues here because the federal government has not been willing to take more action and solve this problem.